Hey everyone, this is John, and this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. After a long hiatus, we are kicking off the month of March with a couple of different Space World episodes. We are continuing our discussion of Firefly episodes, this time with war stories. And as always, do expect spoilers.
We do have an extra person with us. Wes is here, as always.
Yes, but I'm not the extra person.
Yes, the extra person is Jeremy.
The wording was terrible.
Well, I needed to identify you, so well, yeah, that we have a baseline for what your voice is.
Yeah, hi.
And this is Jeremy.
Yeah,
once again.
Yeah.
You guys seem a little thrown off. I actually do like a quick 30-second intro before I ever post these. So we just completely start out. We don't have to do any of these formalities like introducing new people. But this time we do because there's a new person.
Sorry. You were sick the last few introductions. You know, more forced ways.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually listen to the show?
Yes, of course.
You should start doing that.
You really should. I've downloaded a lot of podcasts. This is actually a good one. You should be listening to this show.
Self-plug?
Yeah, I guess. Well, okay, so we're here. We're doing a few more Space Worlds. We're going to knock out a few more episodes of Serenity. We originally planned to like do all of the episodes of Firefly in 1 month, and that clearly did not work out.
No, that did not go well
even
at all.
In the slightest.
That was terrible. I wanted to. You're the one that was being hesitant.
Well, because we kept on pushing like 15, 20 minutes per episode. We'd be here all night if we recorded.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
But the next one up is War Stories, which is a really good one. It's a good one because we get to focus a little bit more on Wash, who we have not really like done an in-depth discussion on.
Also a good development for Zoe as well to a degree, because you see them, it really goes more with their marriage and shows. You know,
yeah. And actually, let's spend a couple minutes on Zoe, because there's this tension, and you can feel it mounting throughout the show, and in this episode it comes to a head, because Wash is a bit jealous of the relationship that Zoe and Mal have.
Yeah, because they eat apples the same way.
Right.
I'd be jealous, too. Well,
they have this long-running rapport, and I don't think it would be quite as infuriating to Wash if Zoe wasn't such a mysterious character. Like, she's borderline as mysterious as Shepherd Book, because you know nothing about her, except that she was in a war with Mal once.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's, like, all it is.
Yeah. You don't know, like, what sort of, like, what it was that built their camaraderie. Like, why she just goes along with him everywhere. Why she's always just this constant sidekick character.
And you knew, I think, from the episode before that she didn't even like Wash in the gang.
Right. And out of gas, you get that with his stupid little mustache.
It was the mustache.
That porn stash, man. Yeah.
And the Hawaiian shirt.
Hawaiian shirt was cool.
I don't know.
Go fuck yourself.
You don't ever really get to an idea of like why it was they came together, what it was that how it was that she warmed up to him. Like, did he just shave the mustache and one day was like, "Hey, how are you doing?" We don't know. So you do know, you get to know a little bit more about Wash in this episode. Not necessarily his history, but what enrages him. Like he's not a character that ever really gets mad, except when it comes to his relationship with his wife.
Yeah, terrible things happen. He cracks a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is just odd behavior for him. When you see him mad, you're like, holy crap, Wash is a real person.
Right. He has more emotions than I'm being goofy. Let's get into it. What stands out to you the most? Like, is there a particular sequence in this episode that you just immediately associate with?
Jeremy, you're new. Go for it.
So one of the things about this episode is that it has two, I think, pretty important self-references. So near the beginning of the episode, you have Shepherd Book reading out of that Art of War, whatever, and he talks about torture, you know, revealing someone's true identity, and you need to torture someone in order to truly know them. And that comes up with Niska. Niska does that, and he quotes from the same thing.
Which I think even like further like goes down the depths of who the fuck is Shepherd Book?
Because
were you reading a lot about the Art of War in a monastery? Is that what you were doing there? We were hunting rabbits. Of course you were.
And torturing people as they didn't worship our god.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I agree. Shepherd Book has quite a strange selection of reading material.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you have that whole, with the apple thing, like, I mean, Mal and Zoe are eating the apples the same way, but it's because Jane has a crate of apples because he feels bad about betraying, he bought the crew of Creative Apples.
Yeah.
And then later on, Kaylee and River are playing around in the cargo bay. You know, they're running around with the apple and whatnot. Anyway, and River gets it and she says, you know, no power in the verse can stop me. Or yeah,
Kaylee gets it from River.
And River says it later after she murders three dudes.
Yes.
Without watching.
and that, again, it shows that uncanny creepiness.
She killed them with math.
Yeah.
That's referenced later.
And I think that's another point where later at the end of the episode where you see, again, the strangeness of River. And I think that's pretty important. Because there hasn't been... There was the stuff on Ariel where, you saw... they've done something to her brain.
But this is like the first time you see it like manifest in some sort of violent manner that's not like slashing Jane across the chest with a knife.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and she can kill people without looking. Okay.
Remember, and I can kill you with my brain.
Which, you know, but it must have been a much more shocking revelation because I don't like, me and Wes have talked about this before. We were exposed to this series through
the movie
Serenity to where we already know like she's going to snap at any point and just start beating the crap out of people. So, it wasn't all that shocking to see it in the show, but to that point, you don't see her being quite as proficient a killer.
Yeah. And if you're
watching... And where was this when they were captured on Ariel and being hauled away by the authorities?
Yeah, there are so many instances before this point that just would have been really handy to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if, in some way, though, if it points to what we see in Serenity... Which, when she says, you know, to Simon, like, you've protected me for so long, and now it's my turn. Because she's protecting Kaylee here.
Mm.
Now, it's something that we never see fully developed in the character, mainly because, well, we have 14 episodes in one movie to see these characters. But, like, River as almost as protective of others as Simon is of her.
Mm.
And using her abilities to do that. But that is pure speculation. Mm.
So Wash is a guy.
Yeah. And now that was the beginning of the episode, and now the end of the episode, and so how about the middle?
And right in the middle you get this interrogation sequence.
Where Mal dies.
Yeah. And then gets his ear cut off.
Yeah.
No, he gets his ear cut off first.
Oh, that's because they send it to the crew.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You paid me too much. You need, what's the compensation?
That is a terrible accent.
You know.
Are you supposed to be Russian there? Oh, yeah, Russian.
He is Russian.
He sounds Jamaican.
Yeah. Your accent was not Russian.
Well, come on, man.
But I think that's another part of the universe. We've seen the Chinese influence and the American influence. But now you also see this sort of like, oh, and some Russians made it off of Earth.
Yeah, and of course they're scumbag gangsters.
Yes.
Yeah, because, yeah. Okay, if they're not ruining someone's election, they're
cutting torturing people.
Wow, it's got ears. Political.
It's a fact. Deal with it.
It's fine, Ryan. You didn't hear that.
But John, it's an alternative fact.
Oh, we're gonna die. We're not gonna make it to space.
Not in Trump's America.
Okay. I like that became the running gag of the day. So. You get this torture sequence, and that's really where you get, you see a lot of Wash there, and that's a lot of his rage comes out. And you also see a lot of Mal there, and we were talking about protectors before, and it reflects a lot of how Mal is very protective of his crew. And even while they're being tortured, he knows exactly what buttons to push to keep Wash from passing out and dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there they strike a deal for Mal to take Zoe into his bed.
Mm-hmm.
If they survive, yeah.
If they survive.
Yeah, she had no decision in the matter.
Nope,
at all.
Doesn't matter. She's property.
Oh, I don't know if that's racist or sexist or both.
I'm just that good, John, that I can make that kind of joke, and you wonder which one. And then you think, which one would be better?
Okay, and do we want to talk about anything else about this episode now that Wes has ruined it?
Oh man, it's so good.
You have two major sequences, which is the torture, mm-hmm. and then you have the invasion to go rescue them. And then you have everyone arming up and going on this suicide mission where it's unlikely they'll survive, and of course everyone survives.
Mm-hmm. You see though, I mean, with how Zoe galvanizes the crew to go rescue them.
Hmm.
So she's almost, I mean, she's just as as good of a leader as Mal. I mean, she's the second in command.
In reality, though, if you think about it, she rallied the crew to get the money to buy them back. But then when they got back, it was Wash who stepped up and rallied the crew to go save Mal.
That's true.
He was the one with the guns. He was the one going, hey, let's do this. So he's just sitting there loading guns, grabbing grenades, doing her thing. Grenades there. Oh, thank you. Wash at this point steps up as a man and shows them what he can do.
That's a good point.
Sure.
My favorite part of the whole movie, the whole episode, though, is right at the end when Mal is sitting there fighting that guy to the death right on the edge there. And they're about to gun him down. And Zoe's like, wait, wait, wait. No. He has to do this for himself.
No, I don't. And they all open fire.
Like, oh, shit, all right.
Yeah. Even in a bloodbath, they still manage some humor.
That dude just got murdered. Let's laugh about it.
Yeah, it's funny.
God bless America.
And that's going to bring this episode to a close. We'll have one more space run before we get back into a proper schedule of shows, and hopefully have a few more Space World episodes peppered in between throughout the rest of the month. So, till next time, everybody.